from that devastating judgment, shocking judgment to say the least, the department only has 6 weeks to appeal that decision. And unfortunately, we're seeing very little in the way of action from the minister. There's been no follow-up statements. There's been no updates to the public. There's been no clear understanding given to MLAs or clarification provided to MLAs as to what actions the department are going to take to ensure that the A5 appeal goes ahead, and more so than that, to provide a solid reassurance to each and all of us, and in particular to the families who have lost loved ones on that road, to those who have been injured in that road, to those who are directly impacted by that road. There's been given no assurance at all to any of us that the department are ready for this appeal, and that gives me great concern, because from the recent judgment and from the failings of the department, I struggle to have confidence in the department's ability to get this right. And unfortunately, we're seeing now, many weeks later, land returned to owners, and a huge amount of uncertainty is hanging over the future of this project.
You've also said, though, that you want the minister to make it clear that the department is not only going to put forward an appeal, but put forward an appeal with confidence of winning it. Could it be that the minister, her officials in the department are crossing the T's, dotting the I's, and making sure they have a case that's winnable and won't make any public statements until they're sure of that fact?
They should have been doing that all along. The PAC commissioner's report sat on Minister O'Dowd's desk for a year, and I asked on multiple occasions, was he sure that the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed? And I was told on countless occasions that they're forensically, with, to quote, a fine-tooth comb, going through the details of the PAC report. It turned out when it came to the actual judgment that they hadn't done their paperwork, that simple failings had occurred as a result of the department not completing paperwork that was required by the commissioner from the public inquiry. That is an unjustifiable, unforgivable failing by the department. They know where the mistakes were made. The judge laid it out very clearly in his judgment as to how these issues could be rectified, whilst also recognising the importance of the road to ensure the protection and safety of human life, but also for the economic advantages that it would bring to this part of the island. So the judge was very clear that he believes the road is essential and necessary, but where he was very frustrated was with the department's feelings, and he pointed to a very clear pathway as to how the minister and the department could fix this. And unfortunately, till now, we're hearing nothing that would give me or any member of the public any confidence that they are taking the necessary steps, not even just to ensure that the appeal goes ahead, but they're ready for that appeal. And from what I am told, today's the 16th of July. The executive have not even met. The Northern Ireland executive have not even met to discuss this vitally important issue that has claimed over 50 lives, a road that is claiming lives countlessly, and the executive have not met. So where's the sense of urgency from the First Minister, from the Finance Minister, who was the former Infrastructure Minister, and indeed the Infrastructure Minister herself? They need to get their acts together, because people here are very, very concerned about this issue.